If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? Monica. Hi, Monica. How are you? Megan, you're right over there?
Keep hitting myself.
Good morning. Sorry,
how
Monica. Megan just hit herself on the microphone for the second time today.
I keep hitting myself today. I'm being very clumsy.
Yeah, it really is. Anyway, enough about you, Megan. Monica, what's wrong with you? What's going on?
Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call. I have a dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know if I am right or wrong.
Okay. What is your dilemma?
Well, okay, so my husband, Bill, keeps telling me I'm wrong about this. So here's the scenario. My cousin's daughter, like last March, you know, she got married.
Your cousin's daughter got married last March?
Right.
Like last March, like 2 months ago, or?
No, like last year.
March 2016.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So, all right. So here it is. All right. So we never said anything.
Okay.
And so I'm cleaning up this room, right? I was going through my rooms cleaning up, and I realized I ran upon the announcement, okay, for the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And so I started to feel bad. So I wanted to say something, but Bill says to me, you know, don't say anything. It's a friggin' year. The year is over. Let it go. Just move on, press on, let it go. So I said, you know, no, I feel bad, and I just want to go shopping, and, you know, I feel bad because it's my cousin's daughter. So Bill, my husband, does not want me to send anything. He just wants me to let it go.
Okay.
And I feel like I have an obligation to do that, to do something.
I get it.
Okay.
There's so many things I should have responded to that I haven't. Let's call Bill and find out what his deal is, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
all right,
thanks.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Bill?
Yeah.
Howdy doody. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Do you know who this is?
No.
No, yeah. Bill, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Bill.
We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hey, Megan, how are you? What's this about?
Well, we have your wife on the phone, too, Monica.
Yes, yeah, so before you start hitting on Megan, you should know that.
Monica, what's this about? What's going on?
Monica called us and told us that you don't want her sending her cousin's daughter a wedding gift because it's been too long. Is that true?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Are we really talking about this right now? Okay, so did she tell you how long it's been?
Over a year.
Exactly. The time has passed. You can't send someone a wedding gift a year later. The window is done. It's over. They probably didn't even realize that they didn't have a gift from us. So if you send one now, then they're gonna realize that we didn't send them the first. They're gonna be like, why are they sending this to us now?
Yeah, I got Monica. Why do you feel like you still need to send a gift?
Hi, honey. I'm so sorry. I had to call for help. You know, listen, guys, I feel an obligation, and I just feel like it's the right thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
Because now you just feel guilty?
Yeah, you know, I'm carrying this stuff, and it's been a year.
So you want to send them a gift more for yourself rather than, not because you care about their wedding, because you don't want to feel guilty anymore.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to tell her.
Well, you know, but what if there's another event that comes up and then they see and then they go, well, hell, you didn't even, you know. You
okay, no, I get it. All right, hang on 1 second, you two. Don't go anywhere. 340-9595. Is it too late to send a wedding gift 1 year and 2 months after the fact? WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Terry.
Hey, Terry, what'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say, if she's feeling bad about it, maybe she should send them an anniversary gift.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Only she's still too much.
Yeah, they're just thinking about you. Hope your first year of marriage is as wonderful as you hope it be or something like that.
She's still 2 months late, though, on that, so it'd still be a late gift.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but it's, well, I mean, still, it's better than a late wedding gift.
Yeah, no, I guess you're right about that.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Hey, that's a good point.
I know, I like that idea. Happy first anniversary. And maybe make it extra expensive since you forgot the wedding.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Isn't that a rule, though? Like, it's like you have a year until after. Isn't that a thing? You have a year until after the person gets married to get them a gift.
I don't know. I've never not gotten somebody a gift.
But if you don't go to the wedding, so you could send them
I'll
something.
I'll be honest with you. My wife handles all this stuff.
Oh, really?
You should really text her and ask her.
Okay. I thought that was a thing. Like, that's the rule.
Please direct all questions about gifts and stuff to my wife. Dee from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dee.
You are considered a newlywed for 2 years.
Okay.
So it is not too late to send that gift.
Okay.
It's still not too late to send a gift, even though it's been a year.
You're not considered a newlywed. You are considered a newlywed for 2 years.
Okay.
So I thought it was only 1 year.
Nope, two.
Well, I remember the newlywed game that you had to be married for like 2 years or less. But I didn't. But I mean, I still feel like, despite the fact that you're a newlywed, I mean, it's been a year since. I mean, it's been a year since the wedding.
Right.
No. 2 years.
Okay.
Then get them a gift card.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Gift cards are always, and like as I mentioned before, you can just go on Amazon and print one out or even have it mailed to them. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Sarah. Good morning. How are y'all?
Great, Sarah. How are you?
Good. Friday.
It is. I know,
yay.
Right? Thank God for that. What did you want to say? What's your opinion?
My opinion is I'm fighting with the husband.
Mm-hmm.
If she feels that it was an obligation to send something, then I think it would have been an obligation to attend the wedding.
Well, sometimes you're not invited to the wedding. You just get an announcement.
You get an announcement.
Right, but that's not an invitation. I mean, I've gotten announcements before and I haven't been invited places. They just want money, basically.
Okay. Point taken. I get it.
But yeah.
I agree. I wouldn't send a gift to a year later.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay, so what
it really is drawing attention to the fact that they forgot the first time around.
Right? Like, do you really want to... Hey, here's a reminder that we forgot you got married. I agree with that. Hey, thanks.
Maybe send an anniversary gift.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Hey, thanks for calling. 340-9595. The anniversary gift seems to be a popular way out.
Yes.
Although they should have done that back in March.
Right, exactly.
But whatever. Jessica from Palatka, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, we're great. Thanks so much for asking. What did you want to say, Jessica?
I just want to say today is our 16th year anniversary.
Wow.
Me and my husband.
Oh, yay. Happy anniversary.
Did someone just send you a present?
Hey, if anybody wants to send me a present, I am more than welcome.
So you don't care how long it's been, you'll always take free stuff.
That's right. I don't care. Send it my way.
I mean, you know what? You have to look at the perspective. I guess it'd be nice to get a surprise gift in the mail.
That's true.
It would kind of help you maybe reminisce like your wedding day. You know, this is one day maybe, you know, I don't know if my husband would agree about reminiscing, but.
Right. No, my husbands are always different that way. All right. Well, what are you doing for your anniversary, by the way? Do you have big plans?
Well, we don't. We're having, I'm going to a pre-K graduation this morning, and then we're having an end-of-the-year party at the house. So me and the kids always, you know, my husband and the kids, we always go out. So we go wherever the kids want to go. So.
All right, well.
That's cute.
That's the way it works.
Unless y'all want to go babysit,
No, we don't want to do that at all. I don't know. Megan might. Megan, you got anything going on tonight? You want to babysit?
No, I'm going out of town. Sorry.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Jessica. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Happy anniversary. Well, look, Bill, a lot of people are saying, you know, what's the harm in sending a gift? Just let it go. Let her do what she's going to do. Happy wife, happy life, all that stuff.
Happy wife, happy life. I just know that they're going to say, something. That's the thing. I just know they are. But hey, a gift is a gift. I guess it doesn't matter when it comes. But.
Yeah. I mean, they may not say anything. Obviously, you guys aren't that close anyway. If so, you would have sent them a gift.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
Anyway, all right, hang on, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.